This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. As if tipping were not confusing enough, the table math, whether to tip on drinks and tax, how much to offer at all. Restaurants from New York to San Francisco have been experimenting lately with including the tip in the cost of the meal. But now some of those same restaurants are going back to the old way. Sally Herships asks how diners feel when the recipe for eating out changes all the time.
Should the tip be included or not? At Freak's Mill, a Brooklyn restaurant, after a dinner including steak tartare, diner Suzanne Kaminsky says yes.
Just because it's so nice, you know what you're paying for, you can walk out and whatever.
But her husband Joe is sitting across from her.
Two sides of the coin. If you get a bad waiter, now fortunately we like this guy, but if you didn't like him, you know, what can you do?
At Freak's Mill, gratuity is included, but some local restaurants that have been experimenting with the same strategy have recently begun stepping back. Russell Weiner teaches marketing at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says diners like to feel like they're in charge.
People like the discretion, right? Because it gives the opportunity to reward excellent service and penalize terrible service.
Weiner says there could be another problem, too. Henrietta Morlock is sitting at the bar at Freak's Mill.
I was a waitress in London, and at the end of 3 months, or if someone left, all the tips got put in a pot. They got split. Well, I never saw one tip.
Weiner says diners want to know where their money is going. But he says the biggest issue by far is how we perceive prices, like when the price on the menu for a steak includes the tip.
And it looks more expensive, right? What used to be a $30 meal now is a $36 entree.
A lot of the problem with including the tip in the overall price can come down to perception. Maurice Schweitzer researches human decision-making at Wharton.
We've all had great experiences and less good experiences in restaurants. And if you have a less good experience in a restaurant that stopped tipping, it's easy to make the attribution that, oh, they weren't really trying because they weren't getting tipped.
Even if that's not the case. But most of the diners I talked to at Freak's Mill were fine with the policy.
So have you taken a look at the menu yet?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have taken a look, and it looks fantastic.
Besides, they were focused on another decision.
I'm going to have the seared scallops, please.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.